This is the theme song to my show. It's on your radio, and I don't need you to tell me it's Kick-Ass. I knew that already.
Welcome to a special Insomnia Radio Orlando, the Halloween show. Turn down the lights and lock the doors.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, Marcy here, and I have a very special episode for you this week. And it's special for two reasons. One is because for the first time I have a co-host here in the studio with me, and that's my friend Sue. And you know, it's kind of weird though. Sue has not been herself lately. I guess some weird guy the other day bit her or something, and I don't know, she's been acting a little strange ever since then. So we'll see how this goes. Hopefully she can pitch in with the co-hosting duties here. And
greetings, Orlando listeners. For those of our listeners that do not speak zombie, translations today will be posted on our show notes. And for our visually impaired listeners, just shake your keyboard. Makes about just as much sense. Thank you.
Very good, very good. And the second reason that today is special is because all of the songs on this episode deal with death, destruction, murder, mayhem, monsters, and, well, you get the idea. So I hope you have as much fun listening as we had putting it together.
More brains.
All right, the first band that we had today was actually called Halloween Comes Again. They're also known as HCA, and the opening song was Halloween Comes Again. You can find them at myspace.com/Halloween Comes Again or at Boney Orbit Records, which is boneyorbit.com. Now, these guys have been around since 1988. And one of their founding members has also started the Green Goblin Project, who you will hear a little bit later in the show. They have a brand new EP coming out soon on Boney Orbit. And they were just on a Boney Orbit compilation along with Hot Water Music, the Green Goblin Project, the Dwarves, Against All Authority, Electric Frankenstein, and Wolfie Lonesome, among others. So you can get that at the Boney Orbit Records store as well. Okay. Next up, we have a song that you've actually heard here before several episodes ago. No chewing, no biting, no biting. All right. Okay, she's trying. I don't know what's up with her. Anyway, the next song is called Streetlight Killer, and it's by the Libyan Hit Squad. And these guys actually, they almost broke up. As soon as I had put them on the show a few episodes ago, and the week after that, they sort of sent out a notice saying that they were done. But as it turns out, their EP, Death in Jerusalem, has been getting some great reviews, and they have decided to probably not call it quits. So they're on a hiatus right now, and they're regrouping and working on some new material. And in the meantime, they have a couple of shows coming up. So check their MySpace page for those. It's myspace.com/the Libyan Hit Squad. And they are also on Boney Orbit Records. Right after that, we're going to hear The Obscene with Ultraviolent. And the website for these guys is rockandrollasshole.com. So that one's a... You can't miss that one. They're also at myspace.com/theobscene. And they're another Boney Orbit Records band. She liked that one. They're another Boney Orbit's record band that has been around for a long time. And they have a 2006 album called Death Rides a Pale Whore.
Yeah. memories are past and there's no one else around. Why did you kill me? We'll be right back.
The song you just heard was Jezebel by the Hex Tremors, and they're on the Florida's Dying label, so that's floridasdying.com, and you can also find them at myspace.com/thehextremors. And actually, I don't have a lot of info on these guys, but I do know that they have a couple of gigs coming up. One is November 9th at the Copper Rocket Pub, and they are also going to be playing November 18th at the Social as part of the Anti-Pop Music Fest. And next, we are going to hear a band called, the band that I talked about earlier, called the Green Goblin Project. And the first song is called Blood Spattered Bride, and the second song is called Devilskin Suitcase. Now, this band appeared a couple weeks ago at the Scream Fest. And, you know, Sue went to that, and you know, I'm starting to wonder if maybe something happened to her. Like, no biting! No biting! I'm starting to think maybe something went on there. I'm not quite sure. So, anyway, they played there with Wolfie Lonesome, who I was actually hoping to play on this show, but I couldn't get a hold of their MP3. So... but you can check them out at myspace.com/WolfieLonesome, and they're also on Boney Orbit Records. And, okay, back to the Green Goblin Project. Find them at greengoblin.com, and that's goblin with a Y. And you can also find... No biting! You can also find them at myspace.com/TheGreenGoblinProject. These guys were formed in 1996. They've got 5 self-released albums, and they have made appearances on a whole bunch of compilations, and they do tons of touring. Their latest album is called The Secret World of Parasites, and you can order that at BoneyOrbit.com. Right after I play the Green Goblin Project, you're going to hear Derek Lynn Plastic with Walk the Dead, and you've actually heard that song on my show before, too. And... Derek can be found at myspace.com/DerekLynnPlastic, and he's also on the floridasdying.com label. And actually, Sue and I got to see him play. It's been a couple of months now. He played at Will's. And Sue's in mourning for Will's because it closed down, and she had recently just discovered it. And she's only been down here for about a year from New Jersey. And it was just like home, so we're both kind of heartbroken that Will's is gone, but we hope that it'll reopen in a new location soon.
There's no way.
Rocket 88 with Mission Control. And as you've probably heard before, I love Rocket 88, and I've played them several times on my show before. You can find them at rocket88.org or myspace.com/rocket88org. They've got a couple of shows coming up. November 17th, they're going to be playing the Copper Rocket, and November 25th, they'll be playing at the House of Blues Bar here in Orlando. They have a live show that you do not want to miss. They're awesome. All right, a little bit of change of pace from the punk and rockabilly. We have some swamp rock to bring you next. The band is called Voodoo Hoedown, and the song is called Voodoo Dance. Now, you can find these guys on myspace.com/voodoohoedown or at voodoohoedown.com.
Yeah, Mars, if I may interject here.
Absolutely.
For a moment. I have been to the website for this band, and being a member of the recently undead, I was quite interested in the fact that their lead singer at one point in time had a dipping sauce empire.
No kidding.
Yes, absolutely. And again, being a member of the recent undead, we're always looking for that little extra spice to add to our meals.
Give the flesh a little more zing.
A little bit more flesh. I like a little smoky brain now and again, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. So check that out for sure. Oh, and by the way, on their MySpace page, I thought it was kind of cool where it says what the band sounds like. They have quoted, "Sounds like being chased by an angry gator in the swamps of Florida. That's a position you do not want to be in."
Thank you. If you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
All right, well, the very last song that we have for you today is a song that is near and dear to both mine and Sue's hearts. And this is a guy that, he's the only artist on the show today that is not actually from Orlando. He's from New York. But his name is Jonathan Colton, and this is just, it's absolutely one of our favorite songs. We've played this, what, about 300 times at work, at least. And this came from, Jonathan just recently finished up a year-long podcast project called Thing a Week, where he wrote a new song every week and released it as a podcast. And there was some awesome stuff in there. And you should definitely check out his website. He's got a ton of music for sale. He's got all kinds of stuff. He has forums over there and everything. It's jonathancolton.com. That's C-O-U-L-T-O-N. And he also has a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/jonathancolton. The song is called Re Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How've you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns. And you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you. Guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad. glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time, I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.
Hey, Sue, when you came in, we locked the door after you, didn't we? Because I'm hearing some pretty weird sounds going on there, and I'm not quite sure what's going on. Hey, wait, Sue, who are those guys? No!